What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Back in it on 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Leggins, Mac Morey with you here. Your home for Kansas City sports. Josh Furnier in a little bit over an hour will join us. Wednesday, Matt Cotrero will join us, and Jay Binkley will join us. And you know he's going to be all juiced up for the fireworks and 4th of July. That's a big, big day for him.
There's juice all over the place.
Chili chestnut, hot dogs, fireworks, beer. Pools, babes. Knicks in 5. Lady in red. Sorry. So this weekend, you and I were going back and forth because it's just you and I. Today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Bob out of town for the holiday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going to his last state he's never been to, right?
That's right.
North Dakota.
North Dakota. He was in South Dakota over the weekend, I believe. He was telling me Sioux Falls is a weekend trip me and Hannah have to make. I was like, okay.
No, you don't. You should go to, you should go to Herman, Missouri before you do that.
Yes, I have heard good things about that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's
an easy, yeah.
That's a weekend trip. Not Sioux Falls. Herman, Missouri.
Okay.
Go to the wineries out there, ride the trolley. You have so much more for it. There, everybody PDAs.
Okay, great. I'll fit in perfectly.
Correct. What'd you think about Stonehill Winery?
Exactly.
Great. Kiss me, lush.
Smash.
Yeah. But we were going over the weekend. We saw this 2025 projected top 10 offenses. And I took offense to this offensive list. Numero uno, Detroit Lions. Numero dos, Baltimore Ravens. Third, the Bucs. Fourth, the Bills. Fifth, the Arizona Cardinals.
Whoa.
Sixth, the Washington Commanders.
What?
Seventh, the Cincinnati Bengals. Eighth, the Green Bay Packers. Ninth, the San Francisco 49ers. And 10th, your Michael Penix got a street named after him, Atlanta Falcons. I'm sorry, what?
Did you miss one? I thought you didn't say the Chiefs.
No, I said Arizona Cardinals at number five.
What? What? They get Marvin Harrison's dad, too? He's coming out of retirement?
Well, Marvin Harrison Jr. looks like he ate Marvin Harrison Sr. and his gun. Too soon?
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Come on now. We can turn this into after hours if you want, which we might.
Too late.
I'm not necessarily in disagreement mode with 1, 2, 3, and 4, but to have Arizona at 5 is laughable. Clickbaitable.
Laughable.
I mean, and not to even have the Chiefs on there. Now, again, I get it. We talked about earlier, kind of like in a sidebar, held to a standard. Last year was not a great year for the standard that is Patrick Mahomes. We all know that. Down here in major categories, yards, touchdowns, picks, right? I'm sorry, how many receivers did he lose last year to?
Exactly.
Okay, and had a rookie?
Yep.
And then won a Super Bowl with MVS, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, and Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
And now we're going to see Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, new revamped offensive line that we think is headed into a better direction of last year, which low bar, and not even in the top 10. Where,
top 10.
Where the eighth team on this list of 2025 top predicted offense in the NFL. Number eight on this list, the Green Bay Packers. I'm sorry. I like Jordan Love.
Yep.
But they openly admitted last year in the nuts and bolts of that season, they took the ball out of his hand and gave it to Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs got to be 30 years old. Got to be on that ending towards the, it's starting to fall off.
I bet he's right there.
Because he had those years in Vegas.
27.
Okay. So okay. He's okay. He's got a year or two
year
to where
left.
He can still do it. They drafted a rookie wide receiver.
People are really excited about.
Right.
Yep. Golden, right?
Yeah. Yep. And they've got other pieces. And they do have a good tight end. But the Niners? Like, the fact that you're going to put the Niners on there and be like, but they're getting Christian McCaffrey back. Okay. Well, the Chiefs are getting Hollywood Brown back and Rashee Rice back. Yes, looming a possible suspension, we would think. Still, nobody knows. But you lost Debo. Yep. Yeah, you got Brandon Ayuk. You got Purcells.
Yeah, Ricky Pearsall. Yep.
Pearsall.
Yep.
Purcells is a rodent. Lee Summitt.
Kittle, another year older, going to be 32 this year.
Okay.
McCaffrey was back last season. Like, hey, you had McCaffrey last year for half the year or whatever, or for over half the year around that. Mm. Like, wasn't good. That guy, he's 30 now. He's got two Achilles problems. So it's like the Niners, okay, so you're just saying everyone's going to be healthy, everyone's going to be good. Because Ayuk was healthy last year, he wasn't good.
I think it's sad they have Cincinnati below Arizona. Like, if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
If I'm a Commanders fan, Arizona fifth, are we missing something?
Yeah,
with
I don't
their
know
offense?
What I no.
Is Dortch still there at wide receiver?
Greg Dortch.
Is it the breakout year for Dortch at 31?
Dude, the Dortcher chamber.
Is Kyler Murray going to turn into Lamar Jackson? Marvin Harrison, that you said, going to turn into Papa Marvin Harrison? Who am I missing here? The Niners? Brock Purdy? Brandon Ayuk's going to do it? So I don't know if there's like, again, we do this every year, like what sort of statistic or what sort of prediction that comes out leaves you to believe that there is fatigue. Because I get it. You could say the last 2 years, Mahomes hasn't really shown that this team is a scary offense. But also, I would say read the room. He's done it with what he's had. And
seventh in passing yards last year.
Yeah. And is it down here?
Yeah, we were talking about it like he was terrible.
Yeah.
He was seventh.
Yeah.
With nothing.
But again, you put it to his standard,
Dusty.
Though.
I know, to his standard, you're right. To his standard, 3,900 yards?
Yeah.
Yeah, only time he's not had 4,000 yards.
He's got to throw for 45 or it's a down year to everyone.
It's true.
Maybe not us. Like, I would take...
Which would have been third in passing yards last season, by the way.
And I'd have taken... And what, passing yards were down a little bit last year as the previous years? Maybe defenses are getting better. I mean, hell, he's going to play against the number one defense twice a year. We did the stats last week. Top 10 defenses in the league. That's why we did top 10 offenses today. Last week, we did the top 10 defenses, and he's going to play six of them in the first 8 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? But Arizona, that's what sticks out to me. What am I missing in Arizona?
Ninth in touchdowns. I'm just like, he was top 10 in two of the main statistical categories that people would look to as far as passing is concerned. Yes, those are basic, non-advanced stats, but if you look at the advanced stats too, he'd be top half in just about everything.
Somebody says, the 49ers don't have any wide receivers and they have Brock Purdy, WTF.
Yeah, Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall and Kittle, I mean, yeah.
Because a lot of people think the Bucs are going to go scorched earth on offense this year.
Which is, they got them at number three. I'm okay with that.
Because they've got Ibuka, they've got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Baker Mayfield. They've got the two back set in Bucky Irving and Rashard White.
Yep.
Got a decent offensive line. Baker's kind of found his home in Tampa. I'm okay with that.
Like, I think Cameron Brate, another tight end there,
every team on this list. Detroit, sure.
Yep, absolutely.
Top three wide receiver, maybe in Amara St. Brown.
Yep.
Maybe you can have your argument that it's Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and Chase, and then he's there.
Maybe a top three back, maybe, and Gibbs.
Right.
Definitely top one running back duo, right? You know, maybe the best.
Top 12 quarterback?
Yep. Absolutely.
Jameson Williams, if he can stay clean, can be a stud. You have Sam Laporta. I get it. Baltimore, sure. If Lamar's back there anchoring that offense, but where's that excuse for Patrick Mahomes? Because who's Lamar's receivers? Zay Flowers, year 3. Mark Andrews, year 10.
Hopkins.
Right.
That was their big addition.
Derrick Henry's going to come back again and be a force.
Again.
Like, do we think that's going to happen again?
Would you
bank on it?
Yeah, I would. But that's just because he's an anomaly.
Right.
I'm done saying no.
Right.
Feel like
it's
LeBron
like Adrian,
James. Like,
Adrian
I'm like,
Peterson.
Yes. It's like, okay, yeah, he's going to do it, I guess.
Tampa Bay, we talked about Buffalo. Who's their receivers? Is their running back shown up yet?
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, Buffalo, their running back hasn't shown up. I mean, are you really pumped? I mean, Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir's getting you out of bed excited. I don't know what I'm banking on in Buffalo.
What did Allen throw-wise?
Let me go to those numbers.
I mean, I get it. Allen's number two in the league at quarterback. But, again, like, you give Allen and the Bills all this credit. Oh, they did great last year. But they lost in the AFC Championship game.
He was 3,900 yards for Mahomes, 3,700 for Josh Allen.
Fourth. I don't even need you to look up Arizona stats. Washington, dynamite offense. Added Deebo Samuel. No argument. Really good tight end there as well. Really good receiving core. Great running back. Quarterback looks like he knows what he's doing. Bengals, seventh. And they have the best wide receiver duo in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah. And Joe Burrow led every passing category. That should be a top five or six offense on this list, not seven.
Followed by the Niners, Falcons, or Packers, Niners, Falcons.
Yeah, Falcons are a fun hot take. Like, if you have a hot take, hey, I think the Falcons are
Well, you know why they're on this list. It's going to be the Kyle Pitts breakout year.
This is it.
Kyle Pitts is going to do it, man.
Even I have to stop.
Are you finally
off
it?
I think even I have to stop.
I was going to say, you've been on it longer than anybody.
Oh, I know.
That's what she said. But I know that I'm hard. What a terrible list.
Yeah, this list.
Welcome to June.
Exactly. This list is really rough. I mean, I would say, obviously, you've got the Chiefs, but, I mean, Texans, you could the Rams on this list. Kyren Williams and Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. With Matthew Stafford, that's a trio that probably belongs in the top 10, too.
From the 816, so having these receivers back will improve Mahomes' accuracy. Uncatchable passes were a big part of the issue last year. Again, a rookie wide receiver, Juju Smith-Schuster, double-teaming Travis Kelce, and then, right, so.
10th in completion percentage.
Plus a better offensive line, I would think, so, yeah. And no Eagles on that list, either.
Yeah, no Eagles either. Damn.
I forgot they had Devonta Smith, Saquon Barkley, and A.J. Brown.
Gosh.
That's what you call a trash list. Coming up on the other side, we get into one word, and I don't want to hear about Cags going down. I want to talk about him going up again. Here we are on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Slap the bass, Daddy, and get ready. You got Monday here for you. Basically, it's our Wednesday. Crazy to think about that, but we'll be gone Thursday and Friday this week for the holiday. HBD USA. Bob gone for the week. Mac and I here with you Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Somebody asked Friday that, you know, I missed. You guys held it down. Everything go well with you and Dad?
Yeah, it was great.
There you go.
Dad and I good. No groundings. It was good.
There you go.
Had fun.
Did you get out of here
missed
by like,
you?
Yeah, right. Did you guys get out of here by like 10:05?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Lots to do on that Friday.
9:58 for Bob, probably, but yeah.
But no, I played in that golf tournament Friday. We've gotten second, and now third. Yeah. I'm indifferent with the results.
Damn.
I think we had a classic, and we've never had this before.
You're indifferent with the
with the results.
Okay.
We've never had this before where there was maybe a little bit of sketchiness.
Okay.
Just saying. There's always one group that wins, and you're like, really? But, you know, props to the winners. Great tournament. Good time. Always is. Always for a good cause. Had fun. Took third. For those of you that know the course, Adams Point, our buddy that's on our team that's a scratch golfer, holed out from 100 yards on hole six. Down the hill, hit the green, two dribbles, boom. Not quite the ending like the Rocket Mortgage was this weekend, but it was a really fun tournament, really good day. I listened to you guys on the way in, so I had you
on from
like basically like this time to like 7:45, right when we went to break, and then right when Bob brought it back, I was like at the course, turned it off, went on to play golf. And then it was just tunes. You get that.
Yeah, jamming.
Yeah, you don't listen to talk radio on the course.
No.
Although... if the Royals are playing, I'll put that
on. Of
course, on, sometimes
yeah,
I'll play Monday nights.
That's different, though.
You know, but no, it was a good tournament, good people, good cause, good stuff, good results. Shot 16 under, lost to a good shot 17 under.
It's a good score, man.
Real good score.
16 under?
Yeah.
Damn. Why How long was the day?
Tournament started at just like a little bit after 8. Tournament was done by 12.
Oh, wow.
We were done by like 12:45.
Oh, damn.
That had some delicious V's at the for the catered meal. So that was delicious. And then after you eat that, you're like, oh, God.
Let's go to sleep.
Nah, I went straight to the pool and tied it off.
Nice.
And then watched the Royals game where we saw the end result. Yeah.
Man, that one was frustrating.
It was tough. That was very tough. Against the Dodgers, we can go 1-3 still. No series win in the month of June. Mm-hmm. Did nip the losing streak in the bud, right, with the win on Saturday. Had the opportunity on Friday. I know a lot of people were
great win Saturday,
upset
man.
About that. Yeah,
that
yeah.
felt like a little bit of a breakthrough.
Yeah.
At least offensively, it felt nice.
And, you know, now you look at, you know, where this team is, and one of the things is I met some guys on Saturday night. We went out with some friends out to Llewellyn's and Lee's Summit for Saturday night with some cocktail hour or whatever. And I met some fans and listeners of the show, and they were like, what do you think's happening with Cags? And I was like, well, here's a wild take that I don't know how many people are going to think this or agree with this, but I said, I think they need to move him up. And one of the guys, you know, dude, okay. He was like, I'm in. And I was like, here's why. He's not getting anything to hit, and they know that he's chasing because he's clearly pressing. Because who isn't pressing in that lineup? Besides Bobby, who all of a sudden has gotten back to the Bobby level of play. Good weekend series for him. Played well in Texas. I thought he did fine against Tampa. But the one thing we've been told by the manager of this team is that this team moves when Bobby moves. Well, Bobby's moving. And I know Vinny had the grand slam on Saturday. Otani pitched two innings. Yada, yada, yada. And I thought it was interesting the way that the reactions came from multiple different people about the way the result ended in Friday night, which if you want to, we don't have to, but everybody knows that the way the game ended Friday night was bases loaded. Your young prospect and Jack Caglione comes up, swings at the first pitch, and it's a double play, which obviously is painful to see because it is a huge moment in front of a jacked up crowd, massive 30,000 plus there. And first pitch of the at-bat, you ground to a double play. And, of course, to me, the lazy take or the, I guess, overreaction would be send him down. And I understand that, you know, people can be rude with how they say things. Dusty, are you going to glaze this Jack Caglione kid still? Do you still think he's great? Now they're spelling his name Jack Caglione. That's fine if you want to be that person. We got to have those people in the world because who are we going to prove wrong? And I don't think the answer to Caglione is to send him down. I think the answer is to move him up because he's hitting sixth and seventh and he's hitting behind Salvador Perez and he's not getting anything to hit because there's nothing behind him to make you fear anything. Mark Canha? No. Kyle Isbell? No. Drew Waters? No. Those guys are not what pitchers see and tell themselves, oh, I'm going to get, they're not throwing to Cags. And a guy that's now hitting 165 with the slash line of 211, 271, and 482, it's been 85 games. I'm sorry, it's been 85 at bats, 23 games. And you're going to be on the side of sending him down? Why not before we send him down, why don't we move him up? If he is this prince that is promised and is this potential, you know, top prospect in baseball, not just the Royals. He's a top prospect in baseball. You know, and I know now we're doing the watching of the careers of Nick Kurtz and Jack Caglione. Well, Kurtz is really starting to rake. Go look at his first 20 games. Now, he started to figure it out by games 19, 20, 21 and went on that tear. And we saw the pop from Cags in that Texas game where he put two over the fence, and then we haven't really seen anything since, right? Two for his last 20, struck out 20 times now in 23 games, 20 times in 85 at-bats, four RBI still, two home runs still. But if he is what you think he is, and I believe that he truly is, he needs to be protected. Bobby doesn't need to be protected. Bobby can make chicken noodle soup out of chicken, you know what. And I think the answer is to hit him third. I think you lead Michael Garcia off. I think you hit Bobby Witt Jr. second. I think you hit Caglione third, Vinny fourth, India fifth, Salvador Perez sixth. Because they already aren't throwing anything to Salvador Perez. Salvador Perez is going to get thrown low and away the rest of his life, and he's been thrown every time.
Yep.
And eventually, Salvador Perez, the veteran, will catch those mistakes more than the rook in Caglione hitting sixth. Jonathan India hitting fifth, if it does work out in the top of the line. Because, look, nothing else is working. So I don't want to hear when people say, well, what makes you think this will work? Well, what's working now? What's your idea, genius? Because right now, to me, the shakeup that needs to happen, you've had the team meeting, right? Whatever that happened. You called up Cags. You sent Renfroe packing. You sent Melendez down.
Massey, right? All of it.
The guy that everybody wanted ran out of town. You have these people now. They're like, maybe MJ needs a shot. MJ ain't hitting in AAA.
Come on, man.
If your theory is Jack's not hitting in MLB, he needs to sip it down to go to AAA. MJ ain't hitting in AAA. What makes you even think coming back up here will do anything? So I think he needs to be protected. I think you need to go Garcia, Bobby, Cags, Vinny, India, Sal. Because if they do clear up and things do get going, then India hits fifth. And if you do go one through four in the top, then India leads off. He's no stranger to that. Jack Caglione is a stranger to hitting seventh, a stranger to hitting sixth. He's always hit third or fourth from Florida days to minor league days to single, double, triple A to high A, third or fourth. And now he's hitting seventh, sixth, and he's leading off innings.
Yeah.
And he's got nothing behind him.
He's leading off. We're putting in situations with no one on or one on, two outs.
Right. And you also give him a little bit of an excuse and a luxury to where it's like, hey, dude, this is what it's going to look like when somebody picks you up. Go look at the World Series game against the Mets when Hosmer misses that play. And then Gordo hits that home run over center field wall. Watch Hosmer's reaction. That's a man respecting somebody else for picking him up in that situation. We've had Hosmer on the show and talked about it. He's told us that. And let's say that Bobby Witt Jr. is up second, and like, man, I really don't want to get this guy on base, because then what if Caglione does hit a fly ball? Bobby could get, you know, to third, and then Vinny Pasquantino. Well, what if Bobby Witt Jr. gets out? You don't want to give Vinny Pasquantino a chance. We're going to pitch to Cags before we're going to pitch to Vinny Pasquantino, who's been electric in June, who's a run producer. So I don't think he needs to be moved down. I think he needs to be moved up for protection.
85 at-bats, normal season, 650, so half that, 325, a quarter, then you're at 170. He has 12% of a season's worth of at-bats. This is someone that everyone or majority of Royals fans harped on to bring up for 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, whatever it was. Finally happens, you've seen him play 10% of a major league season. Hasn't been great, but it's not like he's been insulated with talent, base running, hitting around him to help lift him up. I think you have to, you've made your bet. I think you have to lie in it now. This is it. This is what you decided to do. And it's not just on Caglione. Yes, he has not lived up to it. The numbers aren't good. The situation Friday night, completely unfortunate. Hit it to the one place you didn't want him to hit to, right? Double play, game over. When you needed a win. 10 losses in a row was that loss Friday night. Of course, they X'd out the losing streak Saturday. But Caglione isn't the only issue. If you had people hitting, if you had people getting on base, if you had people boosting up confidence around the whole team, maybe he'd be better. And the reason that isn't happening is a conversation that we've had throughout the whole season, right? Is it the players? Is it the coaches? And that's the Royals fan base right now. It seems like we're at heads between the fan base. Is it the players? Is it the coaches? I think, you know, to bring a show, to pay homage to our show, it is both.
Right.
There's both. And it's not just Caglione, but I agree with you. Bringing him up in this lineup has more of a chance to help him, and lifting him, putting him down to AAA has more of a chance to hurt him.
There's three big bullet points on why moving him up could be a positive. One, it could actually like boost his morale where it's like, hey, we're going to hit you third this week. Skip, I'm hitting 165. I look lost. We're going to protect you. Okay. Two, it could do anything to a lineup that is absolutely bare minimum, just absolutely atrocious right now. What do you have to lose, right? And three, what if it works out? What if moving him up boosts his confidence, shakes up the lineup, gives them a new look towards this lineup, and then all of a sudden, what? Here we are? Oh, but they're going to hit back-to-back lefties. I don't care. They've hit left, right, left, right, left, right, and they can't even hit anything. So you have nothing to lose. You're six games under 500. You're 19-21 on the road. You're 20-24 at home. You just went through June. You have one day left, And he had a run differential of negative 27. It's not good.
No.
Anything works. One word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
You want to put a wager on that Caglione hits a home run tonight?
What's it at? What's the line?
From the 479 plus 750.
Woo.
Look, dude, they play better on the road.
Yeah.
All of his home runs have came on the road. Small sample. Two.
Two in one night.
Get him out of Kauffman Stadium. Late game in Seattle.
One word on the Royals. 1-2 on the weekend.
Deflating because of what's always seems to be the narrative of this team. Like you had said, Friday it was there. Saturday they won. That's a series win against the Dodgers.
It was right there. Yep. Boom.
Sunday, two home runs. You're giving up. I believe Bubic gave up a home run to Kiki Hernandez. Are you rioting? And then that Will Smith guy who hits like Shohei Ohtani, but from the right side of the plate. And my bad, Vinny had a three-run home run, not a grand slam. Sorry, Dan. But it was a little bit deflating because you need something. And now you look at it, six games under 500, 39-45, and you tell yourself, well, what do you got to do? Win 11-12? Got to jump a bunch of teams. I believe they're 3.5 back in the wild card. The division's obviously over. They're 13.5 back in that division. But yeah, 4.5 games out of the wild card. Minnesota, Boston, Cleveland, Rangers, Angels, Mariners, Blue Jays, Rays, all ahead of you. Well, you're going to play the Mariners tonight. So if you want to get some more inflation into that deflation of a moment of this weekend, dude, you swept the Rangers on the road. Go sweep Seattle on the road, right? You take walk on the mound tonight. Game's at 8:40. Josh Verner's on deck. Show's at 8:30 or 7:30. I apologize. Yep.
Yeah, got an opportunity for four games if you're going for a sweep. Four-game series there against Seattle starting. And I my word would be future for the Royals because that's where I'm at now. Everything that's happening with this season is about next
year. You're sell.
I'm sell. And then not that this team can't produce.
You're Salvador Perez?
Yeah, exactly.
Blake sell?
Yeah, I am thinking about next season at this point. Thinking about preserving the talent and getting experience for what we have here. That's part of the reason I would keep Caglione lifted up. Get all the experience in the bigs you can because next year is what's going to matter. Best case scenario this year is a wild card team, and I don't even know if we're there right now. One word on Tarek Skubal yesterday, getting a win against the Twins, 7 innings pitched, 1 hit, 0 runs, 0 earned, 13 Ks, 1 walk.
Nasty, dude. That's
unreal, dude.
Struck out 8
yep.
of the first 9 batters, including 7 in a row.
Jeez.
Filthy is what the word should be. Futuristic. That is baseball. Your quarterback is your pitcher. NFL matchups and primetime television and ratings are based on the quarterback play. Look at baseball. Last night, the Detroit Tigers sold out that stadium and standing room only. Tarek Skubal was on the mound. Wednesday last week, it was Skeens versus Mizorowski in Milwaukee in a Wednesday day game in the summer. Sold out event. So, and last night, Tarek Skubal, man, last pitch of the game that he threw 100-mile-an-hour strikeout and then just, I mean, golly, I didn't know he wore pants like that either. Skin tight, no draws, and just hosing 100 miles per hour in his last pitch for strikeout number 13. Every single batter for Minnesota last night struck out.
Jeez.
Via wow. Tarek Skubal.
Wow.
Think something about that, Mac.
13 Ks for Skubal. One word, LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Going to exercise his option, surprise, surprise, to stay with the Lakers, $55, $56 million for this season. Says that, you know, could be going to New York. New York interests him. Could stay with L.A. He does want to win. That is his main interest in why he is going to come back for his, what would it be, I believe, his 22nd season?
Sure.
Yeah, he's going to be 41. Nuts. I mean, it's something nuts. Yeah, it's 22nd or 23rd season. This is what he said that kind of hit the internets, overheard at a restaurant. I'll make it out for you.
Oh.
I wouldn't be mad looking at New York. You're seeing me die next year or so.
Oh man, I'm looking at New York. Sierra wants me to Savannah wants me to retire in the next year or so. I'll let you hear it again.
Is that his wife's name?
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad looking at New York. You're seeing me die next year or so.
That sounds like Hey What Goes Dan.
It does. That's enhanced too. The original audio is way worse than that. That's
so he said what now?
Clear as it gets. Yeah, man, I wouldn't mind being in New York. So now the Knicks are the big talk. Can the Lakers trade him? They could get a package. They've got Luka Doncic. They should maybe play a little bit younger, get on a different timeline in general. LeBron James, he's trying to win. At least he says if he was really trying
to
win.
What would the Knicks have to give up? Because draft picks are irrelevant.
Malik Beasley, maybe, or Mikal Bridges, I mean, sorry. Mikal Bridges, Mitchell Robinson, and picks, maybe.
Does New York want LeBron?
I don't know.
Like, does their team work without a superstar? Because do they have a superstar? Like, I mean, Cat. I don't know if he's
Brunson
a superstar. Brunson's their superstar.
Would be the superstar. That word always.
But what was everybody saying in the playoffs? That team looked better without him on the floor? Am I wrong to say that?
There were multiple occasions where that was true. That I thought,
I mean, Reggie
yes.
Miller brought it up.
Yes, there were multiple
occasions.
I know
he's a Knicks hater, but he still was like, this team's offense is moving better because OG was playing better without Brunson.
Yep. OG was getting the ball more. Mikal was getting the ball
more. And
then
LeBron go to the Knicks?
Yeah, it could be an OG trade. Yeah, LeBron to the Knicks. OG, Mitchell Robinson, and some picks or something.
Because I feel like either way, LeBron, I would say hostage would be my word.
Okay.
Because I think he's holding the Lakers hostage by continuing to play.
I agree.
And I think he would hold the Knicks hostage because then it'd be like, well, why are you just coming here to come to New York? Like, we're not going to win with you. We went to the Eastern Conference Finals without you. You think we're going to go to the finals with you? I mean, maybe.
Not with paying him $50 plus million.
Exactly.
No.
And I think it's like a hostage situation. And again, it's what? Then he would play Miami, LA, New York. Obviously, he was in Cleveland, but we're talking about major cities. And I feel like New York is probably where he would stay and just hang out with Maverick Carter and Rich Paul and himself and all
course,
their everybody.
Yes.
Adele. Isn't that who Rich Paul's with?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Yeah, he and Adele are together?
Yes.
You know they live in New York.
The 816 said Josh Hart would be in there. Fine.
Okay.
Hart, OG.
I mean, OG's great. I thought he had a great Eastern Conference final. But it was weird that when Brunson wasn't on the court, they like clicked. And they said that same thing about Julius Randle, too. Because like when Randle was on the Knicks and he didn't play, the team moved better. So they moved him to Minnesota, right?
Yep.
And then they traded him for Cat, and then Cat came here, and he was just kind of fit the mold perfectly. I don't know.
I'd say liar. You're lying that you want to win. You don't want to win a championship. Put your money where your mouth is, man. Get a vet man. LeBron James is a top 15, 20 player in the league still right now. Easily go help a team win. You've made all the money and more than you could ever imagine. Your kids are going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Go get a vet man and really get that ring if that's what you care about. And if not, fine. Go make 55 mil. I wouldn't blame you either.
No doubt. What went more unseen this weekend? We'll dive into three different situations because I didn't know that two of them even happened. One, obviously, I watched and will continue to as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
The Fan, Fesco and Dusty, 747 on a Monday morning. No Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, and myself, Mac Morey, with you for the next 2+ hours. Getting this Monday going right, baby.
Better believe it.
You know it. We're talking Cags. Dusty's whole take this morning, he should stay up, not go down, actually should move up to the third spot. Chiefs, not a top 10 offense, if you knew that.
Yeah,
of course,
right.
We overreacted some one word, and now we're talking a little bit about the weekend and maybe what went untalked about or kind of just low key. I mean, asked a fun question over text and I thought, yeah, let's talk about that today.
Yeah, like what was watched more over the weekend?
Yeah, or watched less rather. What went more unseen is what you texted me.
Royals versus Dodgers?
Yeah.
Squid Game 3 or 3, the final season?
Final, yep.
And Jake Paul.
Never heard of him.
Right. So I didn't even know that he fought this weekend. Now, I know there was a big UFC fight this weekend. That dude got knocked out in the first round with that little left jab, right, or the hook, right in the face. But I could be wrong, but I'll start with Jake Paul. Because I could have sworn, I'm going to throw it a year ago, that when he was fighting, it was always known. Now, I know when he fought Tyson, it was Tyson.
That was crazy.
Right? It was Netflix. It was shut down. Like, it broke the internet. It broke streaming, everything like that. And I understand.
We let our show about it. Yeah.
Right. It's Tyson.
Yeah.
Right? It was more Tyson than it was Jake Paul.
For sure.
And some of the people in the text line were saying that they watched the fight, and it was the typical same thing. And again, I will kind of like use a metaphor to Cags. Like, a lot of people want to see him go down, and I say you put him up to third. Again, we'll talk to Vern about 30 minutes, and I'll lead off with that. And
no pun intended.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, there are people that will say he needs to move down, but he's played in 23 games. Just like with Jake Paul. Right, we're watching his fights before, and eventually people are like, well, it's not staged. It's not, you know, this way or that way. And then after the fight would happen, people would hear about what the stipulations were. Couldn't hit in the head. Had to do this or do that. Was paid this amount of money just to show up. And you're like, now, after, what has it been? 15, 16 fights at least. Now you're kind of like, all right, dude, I've now given you a chance. You made it a little bit entertaining because you are, I'm not going to lie, he's entertaining. He doesn't do it for me, but he does it for people because he's selling out arenas and pay-per-views and whatnot.
He's doing something.
But we're now to a point where I think the tide has turned over to where, like, the water is fully diluted with everyone kind of in the same mode of, like, you're not fighting anybody. And when you do, you're putting in the contract that, like, you have to win and that they have to fight defensively and you get to fight offensively. And now at first it was like, oh, you're just a hater. You just don't like Jake and Logan Paul. I think what Logan Paul is doing is great for the WWE. He is fantastic over there.
Yeah, he is good.
But
he's
that's based on choreography and based on, you know, entertainment. Boxing is not based on that.
No.
But Jake Paul is making it that way for him specifically. And quite frankly, I think people are bored with it. I think it's stale. I think if you were to do one word with Jake Paul, I would say the word I would use is stale.
Yeah.
Go fight Conor McGregor and don't have any sort of stipulations. Get knocked out. Because no one believes this anymore. You don't go 35-0.
No.
Because it's just, you're not that guy. And I know, I just know that. Like, you're just not that guy. And so until that happens, then I won't believe it. And even when that happens, I'll be like, he took the hit. Because he just, people will continue to be like, well, Paul won't lose. I'll just bet on Paul, bet on Paul,
course,
bet on Paul,
yeah.
He won't lose.
And there are a lot of people saying that he should be, you know, looked into for fraud. Because if these really are rigged and people are gambling money on this and losing real dollars on Jake Paul, and that's something that people should be talking about. And it's all over Twitter. There's a video right now of this last fight. And again, I didn't watch it just like you, Dusty. But obviously, the next morning, I'm like, oh, Jake Paul fought? Okay.
Right.
Of course, Twitter takes over algorithm. I see a couple clips. There's this part early on in the fight where it looks like he's kind of stumbling and gets hit pretty hard. And the guy, like, I don't know verbiage. You know, I don't have the boxing vernacular. But they kind of lock up, right? They get close together. It almost looks like his opponent's kind of holding him up almost and kind of gets his feet set. And then they kind of, and then the rest of the fight, that guy who almost knocked him out, who, you know, you'd think he'd keep attacking, stay on the offensive, goes defensive the rest of the fight, kind of just shuffling around, dodging punches, whatever it is. And it's just like, okay, if we're going to go with the conspiracies here, that was a moment, dude. That was a moment where it looked like you were about to get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
And you didn't. So I don't know. These 2-minute rounds, extra cushy gloves, all these Jake Paul rules. Yeah, man, it's a sideshow.
Yeah.
At this point. That'd be my word, sideshow.
And he does a good job of like making people believe that he's that guy. He's like, I'll fight whoever, quit running. It's like
that was Jake.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I like
it's more like this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that think that they can stop me in boxing and they just can't stop running. I'm the problem child. You got the problem with it. Let's go. He He's like Lou Holtz's son.
Yes.
And then there was Squid Game, right? We were all amped up. Dude. Now, again, we're not going to win everybody over because from the 913, I watched Royals and Squid Game 3 all weekend long.
Oh, he's cool.
Great. You're the one.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
You're the one. Because, like, I loved Squid Game. Loved it. And then I watched the newest season that was on last week or last year.
Yeah.
And the way it ended, I was like, really?
I know you told me that, and I watched it.
You did an expedited season, left it on a hell of a cliffhanger, and like I've said, they have those, they had like all the seasons panned out, like 1, 2, and 3. And they're like, it's that meme of the horse that's drawn, you've seen it? Where it's like really, really well, like
Picasso.
Yeah, and then the middle part's like a little bit,
it's like off, okay, solid.
And then the last looks like a 2-year-old drew a horse's head. And that's how they describe Squid Game. So now I'm intrigued because is the final season just total ass? Or is it good?
Yeah, because that went, I mean, that was the biggest show. That, I mean, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, when was that COVID? Squid Game season one? Was that
no,
that
I think
long
it was
ago?
After, I think it was after COVID.
Yeah. But that show was ginormous. Season two, a little less, and then obviously season three. 816 says they've been watching The Bear.
Yeah, they've
heard a lot of good things about
newest
that.
Newest season came out.
Have you watched that?
No, I'm going to burn through it, though.
I know, I should
it,
watch it.
Because Jeremy Allen White's a stud.
He's a beast.
Obviously, he's going to play Springsteen in that new movie that he's in.
You excited?
Of course. I will. My dad and I'll go to the theater and watch it.
It sounds really good.
It's going
to
be
like
awesome.
The music, his voice as Bruce, I mean, he sounds awesome.
Yeah, he probably sounds better than Bruce sounds today. Saw some videos we like, Bruce, maybe.
Really?
Maybe put it up.
It's over.
Yeah, just do like guest appearances.
I mean, how old is, oh, okay.
I bet he's 78.
I was going to say, he's got to be 79,
got to be almost 80.
Yeah, that's a lot, man.
But, yeah, I mean, like somebody says, Jake Paul is to boxing with Savannah Bananas are to baseball. Choreographed, different rules.
No, I'm there.
Entertaining, a certain demo.
There is a certain demo. Yeah, the reason I was hesitant is just because I like the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, that can't be right. But no,
Jake Paul looks like a Savannah Banana.
No, and it's also taking something that's established and successful and making your own little spin on it. And that's what people need to know about Jake Paul. It is not boxing. Like, Savannah baseball is not normal baseball. It's banana baseball. Jake Paul boxing is not, it's Paul boxing.
Yeah.
It needs to be branded like that.
Yeah, and it sucks.
And
it's
sucks.
Stale. And
yes.
I'm not a fan of it. And
no.
I mean, I gave it a shot. I really did. I like, love on the spectrum. I ended up liking it. I really think it's fun.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Very fun.
I was worried that I would watch it and feel bad because I'd be laughing at them. No, I'm laughing with them.
I thought the same thing.
And I didn't want to be that guy.
Same.
I don't
want to
be
same,
a Richard.
Yes.
But now I'm watching, I'm like, maybe I'm a little bit, you know? Maybe I got a little bit of a spectrum in me that's not there. And that show's entertaining. Jake Paul, I watched the Tyson fight for what it was. I watched other fights for what it was. And now I'm just like, eh, all right. It's game 109 of the baseball season. And I know a lot of people watch the Royals this weekend and will continue to watch the Royals mm-hmm. because everybody seems to keep having their opinion. A lot of texts coming in saying that Squid Game's final season was incredible.
Okay.
That it was good. It's just not the way that people wanted to end it.
Okay. Listen, I'll give it a shot. I stopped in the middle of season two, and I remember you were like, dude, it got good. And then you were like, the ending was a little end. I was like, okay. And then Hannah and I started watching something else.
No, the ending's wild. It just, I didn't have, now you've got the luxury of just being able to finish
just
it.
Binge it.
But like, Matt, when you watch the end of season two, you'll be like, now I get why he was pissed.
Exactly. It's like when I watched Severance, and and I just got to go straight from season one to season two. Everyone was like, oh my gosh.
Well, there's just like this
years.
Massive, and it's not going to ruin anything. There's just like this massive shootout. And then it's like, gets to this moment and you're like, all right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, and then it's just like, oh, and then it's like, series over. Start something new.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm not ready to do that. Yeah. We'll get more Royals opinions from Josh Vernier at 8:20, and then we'll get some Chiefs opinions coming up next, because I got my Chiefs question, Dusty. 68 days.
That's right.
Till Chiefs season.
We are Wheels Shields days away. Coming up on the other side, plus we'll get to Josh Vernier in 20 minutes. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.